Linda Thomas, spokesperson of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, says several villages in southern Unity State were attacked and burnt during last week's clashes, forcing 1,000 families to flee their homes to nearby areas for safety.
The UN mission in South Sudan is conducting patrols and is working with communities to quell tensions. And the SSPDF reportedly also deployed there to help restore order. While relative calm has returned, the situation for people in Lier remains critical.
Lier County Commissioner Stephen Taker confirms women were raped, houses were burnt, cows and goats were looted. Taker says 13,930 people have been displaced. He says 5,700 are taking refuge in Mam cantonment site and 8,000 others have sought refuge at Lier County headquarters. Taker believes the number of displaced persons is even higher because many civilians were unable to reach the two centers. Speaking yesterday from their hideouts in swamplands, some of the displaced told this program yesterday they couldn't reach the centers. Taker says the IDPs are in urgent need of humanitarian assistance.
Everything that they have has already looted. Situation is completely bad. We talked to those of humanitarian agencies to work very hard that there will be a response. And even this morning I talked to UNHCR. They have a meeting today, and I believe tomorrow they will send the team to Lier County headquarters to come and witness what it happened.
Taker is calling on the two sides to stop fighting and urge the national government to quickly investigate the root causes of the conflict and hold the perpetrators accountable for their actions.
My message to all the son of Unity State, to the field commanders from Iowa and Kigwang, is stop fighting, because continue fighting, that will not bring the real sun.
Tom says since the beginning of this year, Lier residents have been cut off due to fighting, which has left people killed and thousands displaced. Tom says calm has returned to the area, but the humanitarian situation remains critical.
Our Ghanaian peacekeepers are on the ground, providing protection to internally displaced people, and are working with local authorities to ensure their security, and they're also providing drinking water and basic health services.
The SPLM-AIO Acting Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Gabriel Dopelam, had told the reporters the fighting was between SPLM-AIO forces and militia groups allegedly backed by the South Sudan People's Defense Forces. But Unity State Acting Information Minister David Guy denied government forces backed the Ketgwang faction. The fighting comes just days later after President Salva Kiir, Machar, and the South Sudan Opposition Alliance signed a security deal brokered by Sudan requiring the parties cease hostilities. Tom says as intercommunal violence continues to surge in parts of the country, UNMISS is urging all parties to respect the 2018 peace agreement. With less than 10 months of the transitional period remaining, Tom adds, it's more important than ever that stakeholders implement the remaining benchmarks of the deal to restore peace. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.